and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might. And because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, a little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father. So they were saying, what does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying a little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for this fourth Sunday of Easter is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. Let's start the text. Are you ready? Are you prepared to be without Jesus for a time? Don't misunderstand. The love of God in Christ Jesus never changes. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the faithful one. He is the one who will never leave you nor forsake you. But that's the point. He is the faithful one. You, on the other hand, are not. Are you prepared to be without Jesus? Because sin brings trials and tribulations unto your life. And sin isn't Jesus' fault. It's your own. Do you have any idea what's coming your way? Because of your world, sinful flesh? Do you know the bump in the road that is ahead of you that will rattle your life? The unforeseen diagnosis, the unforeseen trouble between you and your spouse, the unforeseen division of family because of hurtful, hate-filled words cast out without measure, the unforeseen accident, the unforeseen death, the unforeseen fill in blank. When trials come, you seem to be left by yourself. Some don't really care because Jesus is not really on their radar anyhow. Most say, "Where are you, God?" As if being without Jesus. Don't think yourselves so pious that you would never think in such a way. The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Belief and unbelief walk side by side in those who have the old and new nature in them. You, who are at the same time saint and sinner, God's full of paradoxes, and one of the hardest ones that is wrestled with is how God hides himself to reveal himself. And in so doing, it sometimes seems as though he has left you alone. Luther wrote, "When God wants to strengthen a man's faith, he first weakens it by pretending to break faith with him. He thrusts his believer into many tribulations and makes him so weary that he is driven to despair. And yet, he gives his believer strength to be still and to persevere. Such quietness is patience, and patience eventually produces character. We remember that God was gracious to us, and we know that he is good, and it's his goodwill to chastise us, and we may have reason to run to him and cry, 'He who has helped me so often will help me now.' That longing is hope. That hope does not put to shame. For Christ must help such a believer. In this way, Luther's words, in this way, God hides life under death, heaven under hell, wisdom under folly, and grace under sin. My friends, in Christ Jesus, crosses will come your way in varying fashions. They will come. There's no stopping them. The question is, are you ready? How will you handle it? Christ Jesus, through his apostles, is preparing you right now. He's pointing you to him who is your source of surety. This isn't about possessing some sort of perfect faith on your part. It's about being focused on Christ, who is for you. God is the one who focuses you. And when centered on Christ crucified for you for the forgiveness of your sins, faith is perfect. For Christ is the author and perfecter of faith. Christ once told his disciples to get in a boat and cross the sea while he stayed behind and prayed on a mountain. The sea begins to grow tumultuous as the storm arises. The as the disciples are told by the Lord that they will be sorrowful. We would do well to pay attention to this. Perhaps you will experience trials as you go on in life. You will be duped. In moments of trial, your old man, your old nature, the old Adam won't hesitate to bring you to be self-centered. He will bring you to be so concentrated on self that he will at the same time take and keep your eyes off of Christ Jesus. It's not even the last thing he wants you to look at. Your old man desires that you never look at Christ, because it is through Christ that your old man is dealt with. Christ is your sure and certain hope. Jesus tells of a woman giving birth and how she is in sorrow because her hour has come. Because of technology, these days, mothers don't seem to be in much danger when giving birth. But how is she in danger? Even today, what is still the threat? What was threatening the disciples out on the tumultuous waters? Why do you think the apostles were in the upper room? What were they fearing? What is the danger that no man, including you, can rescue yourselves from? Regarding the woman in travail and giving birth, Luther preached, we must look carefully at this parable, for it is at the same in all temptations as it is here, and most of all in the anguish of death. Behold how God deals with a woman when she is in travail and giving birth. No one can truly help her. The whole creation cannot save her from this hour. It stands alone in the power of God. The midwife and others who are with her can give her some comfort, but they cannot save her from her travail. She must pass through it and risk her life in it. She may very well die, or she may recover with the child. She is right in the travail of death, completely surrounded by death. It is the same with us. Luther continues, when our conscience is alarmed, or when we are in anguish of death, there seems no comfort. Reason cannot help, nor any creature, nor anything that we have done. You think that God and all creatures have abandoned you, and even that God and all creatures turn against you. It is then that you must be still and cleave to God alone. He must deliver you, and nothing else can, whether in heaven or on earth. He will help you when he thinks it right and good. Just as he helps the woman giving birth, creating joy that brings her to forget her pains, whereas before she was filled with death and anguish, now she is filled and focused on life. So it is with us when we are beset with temptation, when we are struggling with death. God alone can gladden and bring peace and joy where there was nothing but fear and sorrow. means to break faith, to strengthen faith. Even if it seems as if you're experiencing abandonment, cast such feelings and experience aside. It's God's Word. It's God's Word that proclaims and brings you to stand true. The Word of the Lord endureth forever. Here is where God deals with your old Adam's doubting, unbelieving whispers, hushing them, crushing them by Christ's way. Here is where God brings you to mount up with wings like eagles. Through Christ crucified, your old Adam is put to death, so that the new man of faith might arise by the power of the gospel. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. The grave is empty. Death has lost its sting. Christ has atoned for the sins of the world. Payment has been made. The ransom is sufficient. You may rest assured. Your rescuing Redeemer was sent, and he continues his faithful advent to you to prepare you for his unveiled glorious return. God Almighty desires that you be fixed on and in Christ, the author and perfecter of faith. He brings you to be such a focused body of believers as he delivers his means of grace, his word and sacraments, continually sending you through his only begotten Son. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. So when the unforeseen rattles your world, you've been supplied. Christ crucified for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Through him, you have your escape. You have your rescue. You have true peace. God may seem to hide himself at times, but the more important truth and promise of his word is that he has hidden you in his Son, and he keeps you purified through the trials. Why should cross and trial grieve you? God is keeping you in Christ. Christ is the light of truth. Christ is your righteousness. And God is keeping you in him through word, water, bread, and wine. Living by faith, not by sight. Living by dying. Dying and rising through him. For it is through him where you truly live and have your life now and in eternity. That is his promise to you. And his promises are not influenced by the changes and chances of life. Jubilate, indeed. By the grace of God's guiding hand, die and rise and live in Christ Jesus. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.